Welcome to another episode of the Daily Stoic Podcast. On Thursdays, we do double duty, not just reading our daily meditation, but also reading a passage from the book, The Daily Stoic, 366 Meditations on Wisdom, Perseverance, and the Art of Living, which I wrote with my wonderful co-author and collaborator, Stephen Hanselman. And so today, we'll give you a quick meditation from one of the Stoics, from Epictetus, Marcus Aurelius, Seneca, then some analysis from me, and then we send you out into the world to do your best to turn these words into works. I'm just about to go into the studio to record my latest audiobook. My wife and I have been listening to audiobooks. We've been listening to audiobooks in the car as a family just to keep our kids off screens because Audible is amazing. And Audible is also the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases and next to listen recommendations to satisfy every type of thriller listener. If you want breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that will enthrall you, even brand new and exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, well, then you want to check out Audible. My wife and I were just raving about this true crime audiobook that we read called Furious Hours. And then I've been raving about this book, Night of the Grizzlies, which I loved. Audio piques the imagination and it brings thrillers to life. And as an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from the entire catalog. Visit audible.com/dailystoic or text dailystoic to 500-500. That's audible.com/dailystoic or text dailystoic to 500-500. Be tough on yourself and understanding to others. Remember that Stoicism isn't about judging other people. It's not a moral philosophy you're supposed to project and enforce onto the world. No, it's a personal philosophy that's designed to direct your behavior. This is what Marcus Aurelius meant when he said, "Be tolerant with others and strict with yourself." Be open to the idea that people are going to be fools or jerks or unreliable or anything else. Let them be. That's their business. That's not inside your control. But you have to be disciplined with yourself and your reactions. If someone acts ridiculous, let them. If you're acting ridiculous, catch the problem, stop it, and work on preventing it from happening in the future. What you do is in your control. That is your business. Be strict about it. Leave other people to themselves. You have enough to worry about. Reignite your thoughts. And I'm reading to you today from the Daily Stoic 366 Meditations on Wisdom, Perseverance, and the Art of Living by yours truly and my co-author and translator, Stephen Hanselman. You can get signed copies, by the way, in the Daily Stoic store. Over a million copies of the Daily Stoic in print now. It's been just such a lovely experience to watch it spend more than 250 weeks. Consecutive weeks on the bestseller list. It's just an awesome experience. But hope you check it out. We have a premium leather edition at store.dailystoic.com as well. But let's get on with today's reading. Your principles can't be extinguished unless you snuff out the thoughts that feed them, for it is continually in your power to reignite new ones. It's possible to start living again, see things anew as you once did. This is how to restart life. That's Marcus Aurelius's Meditations 7-2. Have you had a bad couple weeks? Have you been drifting away from the principles and beliefs that you hold dear? It's perfectly fine. It happens to all of us. In fact, it probably happened to Marcus. That's why he scribbled this note to himself. Perhaps he was dealing with difficult senators or having difficulties with his troubled son. Perhaps in these scenarios, he lost his temper, became depressed, or stopped checking in with himself. Who wouldn't? But the reminder here is that no matter what happens, no matter how disappointing our behavior has been in the past, the principles remain unchanged. We can return and embrace them at any moment. What happened yesterday, what happened 5 minutes ago, is in the past. We can reignite and restart whenever we like. Why not do it now? I think it's pretty lovely that, although Marcus seems like this impossible ideal, this philosopher king, this magnificent, peerless human being, several times in meditations, he talks about picking himself up when he fails. He talks about getting back up when you fail because he did fail. He fell short a lot, right? He must have. He writes this in Meditations. He says that we shouldn't feel exasperated or defeated or despondent because your days aren't packed with wise and moral actions. He said, but try to get back up when you fail, to celebrate behaving like a human, however imperfectly, and fully embrace the pursuit that you've embarked on. Like, he's saying that not to you, but to himself, because like you, he fell short. He screwed up. I'm to give you a little tease of the book that I'm working on right now, I'm working on this book about self-discipline. And I think, again, we think of self-discipline like someone who's in great shape, someone who sticks to a diet, someone who has good habits. We think of them as perfect. That's really not what they are. They actually, part of that is having the high standard, falling short, and then not writing yourself off or giving in to that new thing, right? To be able to come back to the habit, to reset, to recommit when one falls short. I'm going to end up telling the story of Floyd Patterson, who is the first heavyweight champion to lose the belt and get it back up. Up until that time, every heavyweight champion who had lost, that was it. They went into a downward spiral. They lost their confidence. Whatever, they lost their commitment. They never climbed back up the mountain. And Floyd Patterson was the first one to do it. It's only happened maybe like three other times since. But, you know, we want to say, what the hell? Does it even matter? We throw in the towel, we quit because we screwed up or we fell short. But I think what Marcus is saying is like, look, you can screw up, you can fail, but you, or like things can knock you off your block. Like life can happen to you. You don't control that, but you always control whether you get back up, whether you come back to it or not, right? He says, we can't be extinguished. Only we can snuff it out. To me, that's what he's saying, that we always have the power. We always have the power to come back to it, to start anew, to restart, to recommit. So, you know, maybe you're doing the New Year, New You challenge with us right now. Maybe you've already fallen short on some of your resolutions. Maybe you relapsed. I don't know. Maybe you lost your temper this morning. I don't know. But you can come back to it, right? You can start living again. It's in your power to reignite, to come back to it, to pick yourself up when you fail, to celebrate behaving like a human being, to fully embrace the pursuit that you've embarked on. Don't be exasperated, Marcus is saying. Don't be defeated. Don't be despondent. You're not perfect. No one thinks that you are. It was silly to expect that you could be. I like the advice from Oprah, where she says, like, just because you ate one of the Oreos doesn't mean you have to finish the sleeve, right? Like, pick yourself back up. Don't snuff it out. Don't quit. Don't quit on yourself. Keep going. Keep going. Don't give up. That's what today's message is. Reignite. Come back to the philosophy. Recommit to it. I know you can do it. Let's have a great year together. We're relaunching the Daily Stoic New Year, New You Challenge. In the past, it's always been a live challenge for the first 3 weeks of the year. You either got on or you missed it. But this year, we've decided we wanted to help more people. We got so many requests about it that we felt really excited to do it. And we wanted to help people avoid quitting on themselves and falling back to their old, easier, more convenient bad habits. So for 1 week only, you can sign up and immediately begin the 2022 New Year, New You Challenge at your own pace. We recorded, edited, timestamped my live Q&As. That's 3 hours of me answering questions on a wide variety of topics, including how I applied Stoicism to my own life, my goals, my practices, my lessons from the challenge this year. We talk about what to do when you're overwhelmed, when you've taken on too much, ways to rethink your habits, routines, when life gets too chaotic, and so much more. You get the benefit of all the other people who've been through the challenge and what they've learned and shared as well. And additionally, the New Year, New You Challenge participants get 21 custom challenges delivered daily that will help you stop procrastinating, gain clarity on the life you want to live, learn new skills, quit harmful vices, make amends, be more courageous, and break destructive thought patterns. I was saying in the run-up to the challenge that I felt like this 2022 New Year, New You Challenge was our best challenge yet. Well, now you don't have to take our word for it. We've been blown away by what people are saying, and you can see that in the challenge. And anyways, I'm honored to share this with you. I'm excited to bring it back for this 1 week period. We've never done it before. I hope you like it. And I'd love to see you join that chorus of people who are making changes. You can sign up at dailystoic.com/podcast. challenge. Again, this is just for a week. If you procrastinated earlier in the year, if you told yourself you were going to get around to it, you missed it, well, you got a second chance. You've been given a do-over, a reprieve for the new year, and we'd love to have you take advantage of that. You can sign up at dailystoic.com/challenge. And as always, if you're a Daily Stoic Life member, that's dailystoiclife.com, you get this challenge and all the challenges that we have planned for the year for free. So check that out, dailystoiclife.com, and of course, dailystoic.com/challenge. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Daily Stoic early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts.
Do you want to hear about the $100 wedding dress that just saved Abercrombie?
Or the tech acquisition that was just like Game of Thrones?
Or the one financial equation that can solve climate change?
Then check out our daily podcast, The Best One Yet, or as we call it, T-Boy.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And we pick the three most interesting business news stories every day for the perfect mix.
20 minutes each morning, you're going to feel brighter.
We call it Pop Biz, don't we, Jack?
Where pop culture meets business news. So whether you want to kick off a conversation with your buddies,
or you're going for that promotion at work,
or you just want to know the trends before your friends,
feel brighter by starting your morning with us every weekday.
Listen to The Best One Yet on the Wondery app or wherever you get your pods.
You can listen to The Best One Yet ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like The Best One Yet, How I Built This, and many more, Wondery means business.
Guy Raz's How I Built This is a podcast where each week he talks to the founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you hear these entrepreneurs really go into their story, and Guy is an incredible interviewer. He doesn't just dance around the surface. He has real questions because he himself is an entrepreneur. He's built this huge show and this huge company. In a recent episode, they talked to the founder of Liquid Death, that crazy water company that's become this billion-dollar brand. Follow the show on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. And for a deep dive in daily business content, listen to Wondery V. Destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more, Wondery means business.